Have you ever wondered about the Sabbath day? Well, many today have, and sometimes the first day of the week is called the Christian Sabbath. Well, Sabbath means day of rest. The Bible never calls the first day of the week a day of rest. It never calls the Bible the Christian Sabbath, but men have done that because they see what the Jews did in keeping the Sabbath day, and they see what we do as we gather to worship on the first day of the week. And since those are both weekly observances and they're just one day apart, while many people associate them one with the other, some people say Jesus changed the Sabbath, but he really did not change it. He did away with the old Sabbath law. Under the new law, there's a different kind of day to remember. It's a day of worship rather than a day of rest. And it's on the first day of the week. We're looking at old Sunday school lessons. And in their Sunday school lesson prepared for the Sunday schools of January the 22nd, 1928, we read about Jesus healing on the Sabbath. And then following that is an extended article that E.A. Elam wrote about what the Bible teaches us concerning the Sabbath. And we're going to look at that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read what we can and learn what we can about the Sabbath. The first mention of the Sabbath is in Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And on the seventh day God finished his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. That's Exodus 20 and verse 11. These passages tell why God blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Because in 6 days he created all things and rested on the seventh day. From this fact, it seems that the period of the seven-day week has been observed from Adam unto this present time. Mention is made of the week in Genesis 29, 27, and 28. Those who have investigated the matter say that the observance of this period was common among all the ancient nations of the East, but the Bible does not say that. In fact, it doesn't say that they even knew about it until it was revealed on Mount Sinai. There's no evidence in the Bible that the Sabbath was in any way observed until the children of Israel were freed from Egyptian bondage. From Genesis 2 and verse 3, there's no reference made to the Sabbath until it's mentioned in Exodus 16, 22 through 30. Where the Israelites were forbidden to go out of their place on that day or to prepare the manna for eating, because it was a solemn rest, a holy Sabbath. On the sixth day, they were together twice as much manna as on the previous days. None fell on the seventh day. The Bible makes no mention before this of any command of God to man to keep the Sabbath or any reference to his observance by the patriarchs. When they came out of Egypt, the children of Israel knew nothing of the Sabbath. God made it known unto them and commanded them to observe it. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them the right ordinance and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath. Nehemiah 9, verses 13 through 14. This was done through Moses. The Sabbath was given as a day of rest. The Israelites had suffered in hard, cruel bondage from the unremitting labor, and now God gave them an established day of rest. He would say, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto Jehovah thy God. And if thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Deuteronomy 5:15 adds, and thou shalt remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and Jehovah thy God brought thee out thence by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore Jehovah thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. This is the reason why the Israelites were commanded to keep the Sabbath day. Men servants, maid servants, and all beasts of burden, as well as their masters and all strangers, must rest. That God, in His mercy and wisdom, saw fit to sanctify one day every week as a day of rest for servants and beasts and strangers against the greed and rapacity of man. It settles the question of that one day of rest in every seven is best for man and beast. Men are still greedy and rapacious. The Israelites, on the Sabbath, were to remain every man in his place, and go not out to gather manna, Exodus 16:23 through 29. They were to kindle no fire throughout their inhabitations, Exodus 35:1 through 3. They were to bear no burden and do no manner of work, Jeremiah 17:21 through 27. And it was frequently repeated that whosoever doeth any work therein shall be put to death, Exodus 35 in verse 2 and 31 in verse 15. The man who gathered sticks on the Sabbath was stoned to death after Moses had inquired of Jehovah what to do with him, Numbers 15, 32 through 36. The Sabbath was a sign and a covenant between God and the Israelites. Exodus 31, 16 and 17 reads, wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. We read again in Exodus 20, verses 12 through 20. Moreover also, I gave them my Sabbath, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Jehovah that sanctifieth them. I am Jehovah your God. Walk in my statutes and my ordinances and do them, and hallow my Sabbaths, that they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Jehovah your God. This was the covenant and the sign that they were a people of God's own possession, and that He was their God. The Sabbath was not given to other nations. The Sabbath was the positive law of the Ten Commandments. It tested the loyalty of the Israelites to God. Man sees some reason in keeping moral law and some good resulting from it, and hence moral law is not such a test of his loyalty to God. There's no reason for keeping God's positive law except in regard for his supreme authority. And hence, positive law is a supreme test of faith in God and loyalty to Him. In keeping the Sabbath, the Israelites honored God, and in breaking it, they rebelled against Him. Among all the sins which they were condemned, breaking the Sabbath was kept prominently before them as one which showed that they had rejected God. Christ's teachings in regard to the Sabbath and the perpetuality of it is given in the New Testament. He kept the Sabbath, met with the people in their synagogues, taught them, healed the afflicted, cast out demons on that day, and showed that performing deeds of mercy on that day was not desecrating the Sabbath. At first, the Sabbath was only a day of rest. God gave no order of worship to be observed on that day, but later, under the guidance of the prophets, and especially after the return from the Babylonian captivity, it became a day of worship, and synagogues were built for this purpose. For Moses, from generations of old, hath in every city of them that preach him being read in the synagogues every Sabbath, Acts 15 and verse 21. Now, what Jesus did on the Sabbath, let's look at that. In this connection, we read in Matthew 12, 1 through 4. Matthew says, "And his disciples were hungry, and began to pluck ears and to eat. They rubbed out the grain in their hands and ate. On any other day, the Israelites could eat grapes to their fill and eat of the standing grain in their neighbor's vineyard or field, but could carry none away. Jesus and his disciples did this on the Sabbath." Did they break the Sabbath? "When the Pharisees saw that the disciples of Jesus did this, they complained and said to him, 'Why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?' Doubtless, as some say, the Jews went to extreme in their conditions about keeping the Sabbath and were quite inconsistent in their practice, as Jesus shows. But Jesus sought not simply to correct these extremes, but to demonstrate that he is Lord of the Sabbath," Matthew chapter 12 and verse 8, "and to show his authority over it. From all the foregoing regarding the observance of the Sabbath, gathering no manna, kindling no fires, bearing no burdens, and stoning the man who had gathered sticks, we see Jesus and his disciples during his personal ministry did not observe the Sabbath as rigidly as the law required." Well, actually, we see that they did. They did what the law required. I'm not sure why that sentence read like that did. That they kept the Sabbath just as the law required. They did not keep it as rigidly as the Pharisees required. Jesus was teaching and preparing the Jews for the abolishment of the Sabbath with the first covenant and the establishment of the first day of the week as a day of worship in the second covenant. Jesus answered to this complaint of the Pharisees by citing to them what David and his men did when they were hungry. There's an account of this given in 1 Samuel 21, verses 1 through 8. David told a falsehood to Abimelech, the priest, the son of Abiathar. But Jesus did not justify David in this. "David and his men ate the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, save for the priests, and he gave also to them that were with him. For the preparation of the showbread and the law concerning it, you can find that in Leviticus 24, 5-9. And the Pharisees justified David in doing that which is not lawful when he was hungry and in such difficult circumstances, but condemned Jesus and his disciples for rubbing out the wheat and eating it on the Sabbath when they were hungry." Well, David broke the law and they justified it. What Jesus did was within the law, and yet they condemned it. And thus we see how the Pharisees had exalted their own opinions and traditions above the law. And that it is what Jesus condemned. There's more to this article, and we'll continue reading it when the class gathers back again tomorrow.